If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Store's 4 Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
Okay, Joey pals, it's time to talk about Liberty Trees. It's Christmas time. Trees that are freshly cut, they're not stored for months. They come from Montana and Idaho, sometimes within a day of being cut. And Liberty Trees will deliver them. Remember, there are tree stands available, and they don't leak, and they put them on for you, and they're already level, and you can reuse the tree stands year to year. They also have wreaths and garlands. They'll flock to any color. I've seen rainbow trees. I've seen black trees. I've seen pink trees. They're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., up to and through Christmas Day, because a lot of folks fly into town on Christmas Day and want a tree. Their lot is at 73796 San Luis Rey in Palm Desert. You can call area code 406, that's Montana's area code, 370-5479. That's area code 406-370-5479. And Merry Christmas.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
There you go.
Okay, Joey
Pals. Five and ten.
Oh, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Now in Palm Springs, that's a bit of a challenge, isn't it, Kathy? You have to look up the tram to see the snow. But we're playing Christmas music until Christmas.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be.
Who's singing?
On your own.
Michael, no, Bublé.
A pair of hop-along boots.
We were at a party together. He said to me, "Don't I know you?" I mean, I'm old enough to be his mother. No, that line don't work, baby. For school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Today's the 21st. Wednesday, December 21st. And we say hello to Kathy Ellison from
Desert Oasis Healthcare.
With the emphasis on women. Oh. This is our women's segment, and we allow secure males to listen.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You look very festive. Wait till you see her picture. She's got on a beautiful red, and her hair's pretty. And
I'm wearing red. We're doing red today.
You betcha, babe. What subject did you bring us?
Cherish the holidays. I love that word, cherish. I don't think we use it enough.
That is a good. It's a good song. Cherish is a word. Yeah. Cherish the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
How?
Well, and that's exactly why.
Question mark.
That's exactly why I wanted to talk about it, because during the holidays, we are super busy, lots of stress. There's commercialism, consumerism. The media floods us with expectations and requirements. And
they've been doing that since October.
Yeah, they start earlier every year. I swear they do.
And Rite Aid had Christmas stuff up before Halloween.
Yeah. It's easy to lose track of what the holiday's about. I always love the Charlie Brown Christmas thing with it. What are the holidays about? And not to mention the cost of the holidays.
Which has gone way up.
And shipping time is longer.
Which has gone way up.
And I was laughing about this morning when I'm thinking about today. It takes effort to decorate. I don't want to climb up on the ladders anymore.
Oh, you're cute. Wait, after we're through, I'll give you a number. I know somebody you can call.
Climb the ladder.
Get a shorter tree.
Yeah. No. And we always talk about women have so many hats to wear.
Yes.
Hosting, cooking, decorating, mothering, and carrying on Christmas traditions, holiday traditions. So I just thought, well, let's think about how you can cherish the holidays, what family traditions are important to you, your spiritual beliefs. It's time to say thank you to the Creator, no matter what your beliefs are.
Jesus is the reason.
Somebody created this beautiful world we live in. And at the very least, I always fall back on, well, at least we live in interesting times.
Boy, did you clean that up.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read you this. You take notes from me this time.
Oh, sure.
Oh, no, I'm kidding. This came from Steve Canold, you know, our travel advisor.
Oh, yeah.
I've already read it into today's hour, but he didn't write it. He just sent it on. I don't understand what the big deal is. It says, if you're Jewish, tell me Happy Hanukkah. If you're Christian, tell me Merry Christmas. If you're African-American, tell me Joyous Kwanzaa. If you don't prefer those, tell me Happy Holidays. I will not be offended. I will be thankful that you took the time to say something nice to me.
Oh, I love that. He's cherishing the holidays in whatever format. I love it.
You're right, though. When you said whatever your beliefs may be, and people get, so many people say Happy Holidays thinking that'll cover everything. But I like this.
Yeah, I like that too. And I like the fact that sharing positive stuff. As I go on, I always talk about being positive, right? So
traditions
and to cherish your memories, what are they? Think back to, for instance, maybe reading that Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. We always did that. Or maybe there was a special decorating or holiday food. And I was just thinking a way to do that for us as women, if your little ones are far away, you could always create a thoughtful memory. Like when I was a kid, we did this, or my grandparents did this, or my. If you write them out or type them out, times change so quickly. We can record our memories.
Yes.
And people, little ones, want to know that. You record your positive memories for others. It doesn't have to be fancy. You can share it.
Record it.
Mm-hmm. You can share what it was like for you or your parents or even your grandparents' recollections, because little ones, they want to know what
and by
grandma
the way,
and grandpa do.
You don't want to get up on the ladder anymore?
No.
We're starting to forget as we get older, a lot of us. So write them down.
Write them down. And pictures. It's good to go through your old photos. My family's been doing that. Old black and white photos from Rapid City, South Dakota. I'm looking at these photos.
How fun.
And, oh, my goodness. Little ones love that. So you can create a collage. And there's so many new media things. You can get your old videotapes or your old CDs or your old, we had 8-track tape movies.
I do too.
You can redo those.
Yes.
And share them with
what
computer.
Was the millimeter? 8 millimeter?
Yes.
Golly.
And my dad had a, what they call a slide projector.
Of course.
Ka-chunk, 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 you'd go through.
We have a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So my oldest son just left. He was here. He's 57. My youngest son is 34. Tyler loves knowing about Rudolph. Rudolph was in the Macy's parade. Mm. I don't remember how long ago, but I bought it at an auction in Palos Verdes at church or something when Trevor and Tammy, who are now 57 and 55, were little. And Tyler loves. And he would be offended if, don't listen to this show, son, if he heard me say he likes knowing where Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer came from, the Macy's Day parade.
Wow. See, that's a family memory right there that you want to
And poor
pass
Rudolph,
on.
He's seen better days. His little red nose just barely lights up.
And but look at you light up talking about the past. That's what we're talking about. Happy memories make you happy. Let's create and share them with others. I love that. And then as these busy women that we are and busy men too, delegate, share your chores.
Delegate.
Mm-hmm. And include other people in your creative get-togethers. I love that. Like bake cookies and swap them. Have potlucks.
Oh.
How about a Christmas wrapping party? I personally don't like wrapping gifts. That's
with
kind of
eggnog.
An ordeal. Yeah, something festive to lubricate it. And other people can bring other styles of paper and bows. And
what a good idea, a wrapping party.
Yeah,
my kids will think that we're going to be singing and doing rap. Not that kind of rap. A wrapping party.
A little eggnog and,
yes.
And have a good, put some holiday music on. You can have a good time.
Doing something that maybe wasn't something you were looking forward to doing.
Right. Yeah, to me that's a chore. And
but
if you have to do it all at once,
oh
my goodness, it's hard. So that's not waiting to the last minute, folks. It's what, the 21st? So
yes.
get going. The other thing I wanted to say is, yes, you cherish your Christmas, your holiday memories, but it's also time to cherish your loved ones, not just family that we're born to, but what about your friends? What
yes.
about someone
extended
that's,
family?
Somebody that's meant a lot to you, that's mentored you, a teacher, an old coworker, or a friend. I love this, a consistently kind acquaintance. I have a lot
Ooh.
Of acquaintances. I'm not
consistently
kind
acquaintance.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to say, but it says volumes.
Yeah.
A consistently kind acquaintance. A CKA. I'm going to steal.
I have a lot of acquaintances, and they are important to me in another way. They create a happy environment for me. So share some joy with them.
And I have a lot that are professional acquaintances, and we all have some, but this is consistently kind acquaintances. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make a new list and check it twice.
Yeah. And I know there are some of you ladies out there that are experiencing a difficult time, maybe some loss. In order to combat that feeling alone, you have to reach out to others. If you reach out to others, you lift yourself up. So let's think about volunteering, sending Christmas cards to servicemen and women, hospitals, a clinic like Desert Oasis.
Yes.
Thank you for your help. And just say thank you, just thinking of somebody.
Thank you.
And there's always that baking a neighbor, don't bake the neighbor.
Don't bake the neighbor.
A goodie. Take treats to work, especially my work, and make them be chocolate.
Yes.
Yeah. Give your child's teacher a special card or some school supplies because many schools are low on things like
And teachers
Kleenexes.
Are spending their own money.
Yes, they are. They need things like crayons and colored pencils.
Boy, these are good ideas.
And then there's always chocolate.
Oh, yes. Chocolate is never wrong.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of chocolate? The next piece.
That is very good.
Oh,
I
this is
that.
Wonderful. So recap it for us.
Well, we want to cherish our holidays and cherish our loved ones and our friends and families and acquaintance. And last but not least, let me add in, don't forget to cherish yourself.
Oh, that's good.
Right? What calms you down? Love yourself with a little downtime, a little self-care. The shortest days of the year often give people the blues, seasonal affective disorder. So what about a PJ night, frozen pizza? Do something easy.
Today is the winter solstice.
Shortest day of the year. It's tough. So anyway. And don't forget to include yourself. That's all I'm saying. You know, you're important to me too, Joey. So you take care of yourself.
You are to me too. Right back at you.
Consistently kind friend.
I love that. How can people continue the conversation with you?
Oh, Desert Oasis Healthcare at 760-969-5277. That's the behavioral health clinic that I work in.
Wonderful advice. We'll be together next year.
And eating chocolate together.
Of course, forever. That sounds so wrong, 2023. Oh. Wasn't it just the millennium? And we went through that Y2K thing. Thank you for being here. Where will you spend Christmas?
With my family and eating chocolate.
In Palm Springs, okay.
Yes, absolutely. And wearing red and eating chocolate.
Okay. Thank you, sweetheart.
Happy holidays.
You too. Merry Christmas. Remember my list. Okay, Joey pals, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.